appreciate that, though.
I feel like I'd be more intrigued if it was college students versus professional chefs, mm-hmm. because I feel like there'd be slightly more ingenuity and flexibility. It's like, oh, this will taste fine, whatever.
Just stick it. Stick in the microwave. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Giant pasta shells? Oh, okay, they were totally using that with chocolate today.
I love that show.
And Steve, you made ramen again.
You're going on to the next round.
I see what you did here. You used the beef broth, not the chicken this time.
So at the beginning of every round, they always run into, like, they've got like a little supermarket, and they've got like 60 seconds to grab all of their ingredients. The professional chefs are, you know, grabbing like cream fraiche, and all the college students are going straight for like the frosted flakes.
Doritos! Yeah. Doritos!
or it should be like that
or it should be like
supermarket dash where you had to like go around, but they have to stick to their budget, so the college student has $15, the professional chef is sponsored thousands, by Kraft and everything. Yeah. It's like, okay, I can afford,
I need Doritos,
like
Doritos, taco meat, and taco seasoning. I've seen this work before, don't worry.
And the kid's like, oh, I can get 3 ramen for 25 cents.
I'm getting a pre-made rotisserie chicken. I'm already done.
I went to Costco.
The college student, yeah, you just...
That'd be a really funny show, actually. Yeah. If the professional chef just got like half as much as the college student, the college student's just like...
The college student buys 3 packs of ramen, a thing of Oreos, and then pockets the remaining $11.
It should be the professional chef gets half as much as the college student, but it's up to the college student to decide how much he spends.
I am going to use the bathroom real quick.
Or alternatively, like, they go to Trader Joe's and they spend the last $10 on, like, cheap wine and beer, and they're just drinking the entire time so they know it'll taste good.
A drinking cooking show would be really funny. Not only do you have to finish your dish by the end of like the time, but you also have to drink a certain amount, and you can't cook and drink at the same time.
Oh, so it's kind of like that Mario Kart game. Don't drink and drive.
It could be hosted by
Mario.
What's
Williams.
Her face?
My Drunk Kitchen.
My Drunk Kitchen girl. Yeah.
Hannah Hart.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'd totally watch that.
That's what I'm saying. Guys.
Why isn't that already on YouTube?
Food Network. Call me.
Well, what, it's rule 34 or 35 or 38, 30-something. If you think of it, it already exists on the internet somewhere. It's just low budget enough that no one's noticed yet.
Well, it's called, what's that YouTube clip? Ultimate Meal.
Oh,
yeah.
It's called?
Okay. Epic Meal Time.
There it is.
Let's cook with booze.
Why is it looking at me?
Oh, it's going to look at you for 20 minutes.
So,
judging you.
I'm going to also. Total screen.
If I
remember correctly, the rules of the internet.
There are no rules of the internet.
Actually, rule 34 is, if it exists, there is porn of it.
I thought if you yes. think of it, it already exists.
Yeah.
That must be like 33.
That is also one of the rules, yeah.
33, and then if it exists, therefore it's also porn.
Right.
Nice.
That's the internet for you.
Who's excited for Chaska this weekend? Me.
Best judges lounge ever.
Ever. In the tab room. We're don't have to like do anything.
Am I judging for that?
No, we're both in tab.
Wait, we're both in tab?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's tab?
Oh, wait. No. Rule 33. When in doubt, in a chat room, it's a man.
Ah,
you ever not in doubt?
Mm-hmm. What? This is the best day of my life.
I don't know why you'd ever be in doubt. You just ASL and figure it out.
They always tell the truth. If I've learned anything about the internet, it's that it always tells the truth. Mm-hmm. If it's on the internet, it's real.
Are we
going to
be partners?
Sure.
I just need to print these out because rule 32... Ooh. An internet rule that states that if it can be said, wine? It can be said with a picture. Oh. So I guess that's a meme.
I got really excited. I thought that was wine, and you were just drinking it out of that glass like, here we go.
Vodka. All the vodka.
Hey, I came back from Costco with some goodies today.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I
I'm just going to do the whole podcast like this.
No, it's I'm still trying to find the rule, the internet unspoken rule that if you think of it, it exists on the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just backtracking from 34 back because we figured out that 34 is if you think of it, if it exists, there's porn of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just got to rule 31, meaning tits or get the fuck out. that's rule 31. So
nice.
I'm just not getting anywhere with it. But, you know, this would actually be a good time for us to start episode 116. So, Drew Curtis, thank you very much for joining us today.
You are more than welcome. Yes,
thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Another James Brothers special.
Hey, there's two of us. The Super Show.
Woo!
That's right.
Yes. And there is some news today. Some. As it slowly loads. And still slow. There we go. Oh, there it is. So... for the nerds among us,
mm-hmm.
I assume everyone partially kind of a little bit, Pokemon will soon be streaming on Hulu.
Oh. Finally.
Hulu Plus or Hulu?
Hulu. It's Pokemon Origins, to be specific.
I was going
to
say, which Pokemon series, please?
Hopefully it's Yellow.
So it's not the original?
Well, it's based on the original story that the game is based on. Let's see. This is according to Time Magazine. They actually decided to document this. Casual watchers will be able to stream Pokemon Origins, which tells the story featured in the first video games, and the first two episodes of the new Pokemon XY show for free on Hulu.
Ah.
And then if you pay the $7.99 per month for Hulu Plus, you'll get access to other... various Pokemon shows, as well as three Pokemon movies.
That's the worst sales pitch for whoever.
You'll get Pokemon.
And if you pay $7.99 a month, you can watch all of the Pokemon.
Well, you gotta catch
so much Pokemon.
You gotta watch them all.
Watch them all.
Yeah. I just really enjoyed this based on the fact that it was covered by Time Magazine, because this is definitely in their wheelhouse.
This is going right in the time capsule for Civilization. Yeah.
And that was the most important man of the year, and now let me...
Ash Ketchum! One day. I mean, Hitler was. Why not Ash Ketchum?
Why not Ash?
Okay. Producer Katie, do you not remember that Hitler was... Time Magazine Man of the Year.
No, I do. I was just saying, did you just make a direct comparison from Hitler to Ash Ketchum?
Well, Pokemon is legalized dogfighting.
And Ash did want them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was no stopping him.
Yes. And once he got to the Falklands.
I'm sure once he caught them all, he was just going to release them all. And
No, he was going to make sure they all had blonde hair, blue eyes.
He takes them and puts them in chambers.
Now all I can think is Ash throwing the Pokeball just arm straight outward.
What a sweet video game that would be. Pokemon versus Hitler.
No, that was just Team Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Team Rocket was secretly Hitler.
It was communists.
Oh, Team... Okay. Well, whatever.
Oh, Ghastly uses poison gas on Hitler. It's super effective.
-3 willpower.
Oh, that'd be horrible. But
or really good.
Could be. So, do either of you use Spotify, James Brothers? Yes, yep. And yes.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So, did you know that on Spotify there are 4 million neglected songs that have never been listened to before?
You're kidding, really? Is there a playlist of neglected songs?
There's a website of neglected songs. It's called Forgetify. At Forgetify.com, you get to listen to the 4 million neglected Spotify songs, according to CNET.com. And these are songs that have not even been played once, anyone.
I kind of want to go listen to all of them now. I feel bad. They're like lost puppies without a home.
Probably a reason, though.
Yeah, I saw a couple columnists commenting on it. It's like, yeah, I didn't recognize one artist. I didn't recognize one song. There's a reason why they're doing that. And there are actually a lot of Spotify and Pandora and iTunes radio spammers out there, oddly enough, who create songs that their titles include, you know, topical information. Like there's one about... Amanda Knox released recently with the, reconviction of that murder way back when. And so there's this one guy who basically just kind of trolls Spotify and a number of other streaming sites and just creates as many songs as he can in the quickest amount of time to just make money. So it's just like, okay, so we'll do something about Amanda Knox and we'll do something about, you know, Congress and all this stuff. And I guess like he'll make albums of 100 songs and all of them are like super short, but just have that in the title. So people are like, oh, this must be what I want to listen to. And they listen to it for a second. No, it's not what they want to listen to, but he still gets the listen count.
Yeah.
And then he gets paid for it in turn. So I think in the last year, he made like 23 grand just for making these trolling songs. So these could be among the mix as well.
Hmm.
That's kind of evil.
I mean,
which then turns around and we're advertising for it right now.
Well, I didn't say who it was, so you can't find it.
Endorsing it.
Yeah.
That is what I do, though. Whenever news drops, I'm like, I wonder if there's a song about Amanda Knox.
I need a new Ukrainian protest song. Let's go find something.
Reading this on TimeMagazine.com is not doing it for me.
No.
I need a song.
Where is the Pokemon Show song?
It probably does exist. I'm sure that guy's already come out with the Pokemon
on Hulu song.
Did anyone have the Pokemon CD and listen to the Pokemon rap?
I remember it from the end of the show.
Yeah.
Though I think College Humor released a video not too long ago where they did a Pokemon rap with all of the Pokemons, like 716 or something.
Holy crap.
It just keeps going. Yeah. I vaguely, like, my parents didn't allow me to watch Pokemon when I was growing up because they saw it as not having a point, much like the South Park episode of similar concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I had to sneak over to a friend's house to watch it where they all understood what was going on with the plot. And I was like, oh, that thing's kind of cool or cute or something. Now what? I never
catch
got
them
it.
All. Gotta catch them all.
Though I was the first person in my neighborhood to have the little game cartridge, and I was paid 50 cents to catch a Pikachu for somebody.
Mm.
And I'm actually surprised that didn't turn into like a booming industry in middle schools where you could just kind of rent yourself out.
Who needs a Pikachu?
Yeah.
He's looking for a Charizard.
That year he made $55,000 catching Pokemon.
Yeah, because Ash Ketchum doesn't make money doing that. He just gets weird badge thingies.
Yeah.
What's Ash up to now?
Yeah.
Years after his glory days, just drunk in a saloon.
Surrounded by neglected pets. He's on Hoarders. Next episode of Hoarders.
I imagine him all coked out like Lindsay Lohan or something like
with
that.
With Missy, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Misty is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Did they ever make out in the show? Did they ever, like, you know, because there was always that tension there.
Misty and Brock.
Misty and Brock. Yeah, Misty and Misty.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like it's an Hermione, Ron kind of pairing. Obviously, the main character can't get the love interest as well.
Did you see the article from J.R. Rowling, by the way?
Yeah, the one about...
how she's like, I totally messed up on their love story.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I totally wish I would have done it differently. They sucked. It's pretty much what she came out and said. She's like, I hated the way that we portrayed their relationship.
We as in the royal we, or did she have some ghostwriters?
Yeah, who knows.
Those raccoons that she was catching before she started writing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though.
She was, like, bag lady-ish.
Yeah, she was. She was homeless, living on a subway.
I always get a kick out of that when people backtrack. Yeah, I don't want to burn any spoilers, but like the new Star Trek movie, J.J. Abrams, there's a particular twist in the middle of that movie, and J.J. Abrams has gone on the record as saying the way that he played that out was a mistake. And Benedict Cumberbatch, when told J.J. Abrams, said that was like, what? No, I thought it was very well done, and it was artful, and it was... But it's interesting to me that when the people that either write the book or make the movie, when they go back... You know, not that long thereafter, and question that decision.
Yeah,
yeah, but Ron was lame. So
yeah,
I
don't think Tolkien ever went back and said, "Well, the eagles were kind of
here's the situation." Did the trees need to walk? Here's the situation, though. If freaking Ron wasn't there, things would have gotten done so much faster. Him and his little whiny self.
Yeah. Do you have specific examples?
I think he also had
especially later in the series, early on, he's like, okay, you know, you're a little sidekick.
He's like a junior scapegoat where Neville is like the ultra scapegoat.
Yeah.
So it's just like when Neville's not around, they just needed somebody to kick around. Hey, yeah. Look, there's Ron. Let's pick on him. He's a ginger.
Yeah. But then he would always be just like, this is a terrible idea. We shouldn't be doing this. And then would do something to trip, you know, you just all of a sudden, oh no, I tripped this, and all of a sudden this thing's happening, you know what I mean? It's just like, all right. Or like in the last book when they're running around destroying all the Horcruxes, it's like, okay. Ron, stop whining and leaving. It's like, let's figure this out and help us.
Even Dumbledore was like, you fucking whiner.
Yeah, right? Even Dumbledore was like, get out of here, you. I don't know who let you into this school. Dumbledore!
Really turned into a big jerk by the end of the book. Yeah, Dumbledore final book's like, what are
for
you
those
even doing?
Who haven't read the books or seen the movies. Yeah.
I stopped after 4.
Dumbledore, Hermione,
Severus Snape.
So the last piece of news I have is Amazon Prime is considering raising its price by up to $40. Yeah,
my grandfathered in.
And I'm kind of wondering that as well because I'm doing the $79 a year, which
I'm doing the college price because I'm a college student.
And it's you know, it's nice to have that library and access to convenient streaming. And if you have a Kindle device, you get rentable books.
Watched my first Amazon Prime thing the other day.
Really? What did you watch?
Well, I got myself an Xbox One, which is fantastic. And for the first time ever that I've seen, because like the iPad didn't have it, the old Xbox didn't have it, but the Xbox One has an Amazon Prime app, so it has all of their stuff available. Just super easy and obtainable.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got it on the PlayStation.
And the iPad has picked it up eventually, but it's not on the Apple TV yet.
Does the iPad not have it?
It has it now.
Oh, good. Last time I looked, it wasn't there. And yeah, the Apple TV definitely doesn't. Yeah.
I think PS3 even has the Amazon Prime app.
Yeah.
But I've found it. I'm like, I'm going to watch something right now.
So what'd you watch?
Well, that's where I ended up watching Spring Breakers last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah.
But I watched a TV show on it.
Pokemon.
Because I've been watching a lot of Anthony Bourdain programs on there. No Reservations and Layover.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun, just as time killer. But I found out that they have the entirety of Animaniacs on there.
Yep.
So I've been binging on that recently.
They got a lot of stuff on there, actually.
Yeah, it's basically like once something's gone from Netflix, check Amazon Prime. It's probably there.
Well, here's what I think I liked about it. Is as I'm scrolling through, there wasn't anything that I like had to... like Netflix, every now and then something comes up, you're like, okay, yeah, that's going to be my Tuesday night. There wasn't anything that's like mind-blowing, but there's definitely stuff that as I'm flipping through, I'm like, I would definitely watch a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I got nothing to do on a Sunday. I'm priming.
If they could capitalize on my childhood, I'd be all over that. I'm talking Animaniacs, some Chippendales Rescue Rangers, a little Captain Dancers. Planet, maybe some Tailspin.
Yes.
Darkwing Duck for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I have to wonder if, I mean, Disney has a partnership with Netflix at this point where they're supposed to have everything within their library up within the next year.
Aladdin?
Yes, feature films for sure, but I'm wondering if TV shows are going to be under that umbrella, if we're going to see Gummy Bears, if we're going to see Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, other shows I can't think of.
Don't toy with my emotions.
Yeah, here's the other problem.
The Aladdin TV show.
Oh, it was so good.
Aladdin freaking... Do you know that Disney refuses to make a Blu-ray of it in the States?
Why?
It upsets me. Because apparently they did it... They did it when they did their... Before they made Blu-rays, what did they do? They did the like gold lock edition or whatever that was.
Mm. Oh yeah, the
HD version. Pretty much is basically they Dolby masterized everything and released an HD version of all the movies. Well, apparently they made the Aladdin one and it bombed. No one wanted to buy it, and so now they refuse to make it. And then now they're releasing all these other Blu-rays. They freaking made Pocahontas, and they're not going to make Aladdin. Get out of
hey,
here!
Hey, don't be racist.
See, I'm not racist. Have you done a side by side of the Blu-ray upgrade? Because it's kind of unfortunate.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on the movie, I think. When you go back in older movies like that and try to make a Blu-ray out of it, it's really...
Well, I mean, Lion King was...
It was awesome.
Pretty... Yeah. Well, the coloration was awful, and there was some weird Foley things going on that weren't there before.
See, that's interesting. I didn't notice. I thought it was pretty nice looking.
I watched it once, and I was like, oh, well, actually, no. I saw it in theaters, and I saw the 3D, like, crazy trippy version.
I saw that. Yeah.
That was
a little
fun. Yeah. But then I picked up the Blu-ray thereafter, and then I went back. It's like... this doesn't look right. Like the colors,
it's a little more animated.
A little more animated. I feel like they discovered pastels once Blu-ray came out, so they try to add in a few just for shading's sake, and then it just looks crappy.
Yeah, but I still just want the remastered version of Aladdin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a number of programs out there where if you have the DVD, you can upscale it to at least 720.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Well, yeah,
dazzling place for you and me.
Aladdin was the first animated movie that I remember seeing of the Disney set when I was growing up.
I loved
seeing that in theaters.
I loved Lion King. Times. I loved Aladdin. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pocahontas had its place, don't get me wrong. Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's definitely, everyone has their favorites. Little Mulan now to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
Not quite a princess, but, you know, in the government, she's a bureaucrat at this point.
I'll make a man out of you.
Because China believes in sex changes.
Mm-hmm. Let's get down to business.
Beauty and the Beast kind of scared me when I was a kid.
Have you ever actually read the actual book?
A Beauty and the Beast?
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lot different.
Because a lot of the Disney movies are actually based off of like old folktale books.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they're all pretty horrific in their own way. Like, I think, Cinderella, the sisters, they get pretty grotesque and evil. So it's gross. But, Disney, I mean, they make things prettier.
Sure.
Less rough around the edges.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
The other thing I was going to mention is Sky, which is a broadcaster in the UK, is also putting up first episodes of a number of their series that they broadcast so that they can attract more people to actually subscribe to Sky over in the aisles. And one of them is Moon Boy, which is a program available on Hulu starring Chris O'Dowd as the invisible best friend of, I believe he's like a 10 or 11-year-old. He's like a middle schooler. So weird Chris O'Dowd following and dressed the same as this little kid and trying to give him advice from the perspective of this kid.
Sure.
And so if you don't have Hulu or if you don't feel like going to Hulu, it's going to be available on YouTube via Sky. So, something else to check out. There are a couple other shows. I'd never heard of any of them, though, because they're all new series, and they're trying to connect with people. And it's interesting, but not.
Who'd have thunk?
Interesting.
Exactly. But kind of, but not really. but is there anything that you... I mean, I know that you mentioned that you were watching a little bit of Spring Breakers on Amazon Prime, but is there anything else that either of you are watching or listening to on a streaming platform other than Bill Nye versus Ken Ham? Kent Ham?
Only that, and on repeat.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm not really getting into anything new. I'm doing a lot of going back and rewatching. Currently watching Weeds, going back, playing through those.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the lady friend are going through Game of Thrones because she's never seen it. We're in season two. So, you know, kind of doing that is mostly it. And some Office episodes here and there, sprinkling back in after not seeing them for a long time, and then going back and watching like the originals. The show is really good.
UK originals or like American first
American
seasons?
Originals. Okay. So Michael Scott.
Yeah.
He's great.
Did you know, maybe this is something that everybody knows, but did you know originally cast as Michael Scott was Odenkirk?
Really?
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk, he was Saul in Breaking Bad. He was on Mr. Show with David Cross way back in the day. He did a lot of like bit parts. He's a stand-up comedian as well.
Yeah.
So they fully cast him, and they actually shot at least the pilot with Bob Odenkirk. And it wasn't completely working out, and they apparently had always wanted Steve Carell, but he was signed on for a different show. And that show bombed, and they got this inside information that Steve Carell was going to become available, and that's how Bob Odenkirk got the gig at Breaking Bad, because otherwise he would have been unavailable.
Speaking of Steve Carell, you know what I watched the other day that was surprisingly entertaining? Get Smart.
Really?
Yeah. Terrible reviews, I know.
And, yeah.
And no one, I don't think, has ever really seen it, but it was on a movie channel the other day.
No one has ever really seen it. It was never released up until a couple days ago. But
it was on a movie channel, and I was watching it, and it was one of those things. I was just like, this is pretty funny.
It was weird. There were no reviews of it whatsoever. Everyone was just like, oh, yeah.
What happened to that movie? I thought it was going to come out.
I was thinking about seeing it, but never did.
Never got around to it.
I was thinking about distributing it throughout the country, but I just never did.
The New York Times says, out.
Oh, yeah. See, and I had no idea that Mel Brooks had actually created the original Get Smart show.
Mm-hmm.
Just that kind of blew my mind after going back. I was like, oh, okay, so he created all this wackiness to lead up to this movie. I still haven't seen it yet.
But. Yeah, sense. And it was thoroughly enjoyable. You know, I mean, I wouldn't put it on a top list in any way, shape, or form, but it was definitely enjoyable.
Hmm. Cool.
I still remember the first few episodes of The Office where you could tell that he had just gotten his plugs in.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Or like when Jeremy Piven did the same thing, right? Like, I think right before Entourage. I'm trying to think of what movie. Like, there was one movie right before he started doing Entourage where it's really noticeable.
He did it in the car one.
The goods.
What about...
Because he was in PCU and he was pretty bald.
Jason Alexander, didn't he have some plugs going on at one point?
No, he embraces the baldness and just... He wears wigs for some roles.
I see.
Some cinematics.
I gotcha.
I think he wore plugs in Shallow Hal or something like that.
Okay.
Though, speaking of Jason Alexander, there was a recent episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee starring Jerry Seinfeld where Jason Alexander donned the George Costanza look, and they actually went to Tom's Restaurant in New York and sat down. And so instead of playing Jason Alexander, he played George Costanza in this exchange over coffee. Specifically tied to the Super Bowl, and it's actually pretty funny.
It was on during the Super Bowl, which I was kind of surprised about. I didn't think the show was big enough to warrant, you know, a Super Bowl ad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's backed by Sony and Acura, so they can dig for some money there.
Yeah,
but there's also a special appearance by an auxiliary Seinfeld cast member that, you know, makes the tail end of the episode definitely worth watching.
I will. I'll go watch it.
ComediansandCarsGettingCoffee.com or Crackle.com. If I'm gonna, you know, pitch something for somebody, you might as well do it in the announcer voice.
Sure, that makes sense.
Might as well.
The only logical way to do it.
Yeah, but you know, this is actually a good time for us to take a break and then come back, and then we will play a little bit of Movie Bluff. Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you very much for listening to episode 116 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on February 4th, 2014 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota with our guests Drew and Curtis James. We love having the James brothers on because they play off of each other so well during conversations that we never really know what we're going to get. We love to have them on, and it's always great to get them on. We usually have them on like once every few months because of scheduling conflicts, but we always look forward to the moment that they can actually get to the studio. Yeah. So, we're finally returning to Movie Bluff after a number of times playing Wise and Otherwise as our go-to half of the game. But, you know, instead, we actually did Wise and Otherwise as our mic check this week, which you can find at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can also find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks, like our mic checks. We also play the occasional game afterward. We have continuing conversations that we keep taping. All of that can be found at bufferingpodcast.com, so definitely check that out there. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher by going to Stitcher.com or getting the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can find the Buffering Podcast on social media. We're on Facebook. You know, you can find us there, Facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. For both of those, you'll get an update about the website, upcoming shows, photos, release dates, all of that fun stuff. Check us out.
Facebook and Twitter. Like us, follow us, what have you. Send us a message. We will respond. I guarantee it. So check all of that out. Oh, also, the gentleman who made our theme that you can hear in the background, Samuel Truth, has a new album out. You can check that out at samueltruth.bandcamp.com. We always like to thank him for letting us use his music, his wonderful music, for our show. So thank you, Samuel Truth. Check out his music, samueltruth.bandcamp.com. But now, here is Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
What do you think, guys?
I'm ready.
You ready? I'm ready.
All right, we're ready.
Okay. So just to remind everyone once more, since we have the clock started, and so that we can have a good idea of who's buzzing in when. Adam, what is your buzzing sound?
It is a Jimmy Stewart yell.
Hey!
Drew, how about you?
They are Batman noises specifically in the bathroom.
Dunk!
Scrub!
it gets sort of dirty in there sometimes.
Fingernail clipper.
Yeah, you don't know what he's doing today.
Buzz.
Shower.
Sponge.
Awkward face in mirror. And Curtis, how about you? Yes, soap.
Soap.
Leather.
I will be
repeat.
I will be represented by Whitney Houston.
Oh, the peter out at the end is answers. Nice too. Yeah.
How loud does that get?
Oh,
pretty loud.
It's pretty loud. Yeah. So I might have
to back up a bit.
Yeah, just kind of do the singer like pull back.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
I'll just pretend
you're Whitney. Just like she always did the end. Like she pulls away from the mic.
She puts that mic in her mouth.
She starts it there.
You got to be more of a diva, man. Just.
Yeah. So let us start with.
No, wrong.
I want to start one way. That's just not going to work. So instead, I'm going to say George Clooney movie.
Hey!
That was Adam.
Ocean's 11.
Movie.
And,
Curtis. Give me a fun fast.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah.
The Monument Men.
Oh, yeah.
Has that officially been released?
No.
I'll give you 5 seconds to think of something else that has been released.
Oh, okay.
Buzz.
Hey!
Adam, for the steal.
Men Who Stare at Goats.
Cast.
And,
go ahead, Curtis.
John Goodman.
Movie.
Hey! TV show.
That was Adam by a hair.
Okay, we'll go with The Big Lebowski.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Steve Buscemi.
Let's go with movie.
And,
Curtis.
Con Air.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Armageddon.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Fargo.
Cast.
Oh, who else is in that? Why can't I remember?
Francis McCormick?
Movie.
Good job, Drew.
All right, that's 5 seconds. She was in Moonrise Kingdom. Trying to think of other. She's always just a mom.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Fargo, she was becoming a mom, but.
Yeah.
Let's start somewhere close. I know, actually, almost got full circle with. No, never mind. Ignore me. Let's do Colin Farrell movie.
Hey!
Adam.
The Recruit.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Cast.
Hey!
I'm going to give that to Curtis.
Yeah! Ben Affleck.
Cast.
And,
go ahead.
Jennifer Gardner.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Alias.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Elektra.
Cast. Yeah, I was going to see who actually saw that movie. The answer should be nobody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I was just squashing that one for fun because it's funnier to make fun of
Jennifer
that.
Once you get on Jennifer Gardner, you're not going anywhere.
13 going on 30, guys. But that's the only other one I got.
Oh, yeah. You would have known that one.
No.
No. Yes. She does.
But I'm going to start within that wheelhouse somewhat and say Mark Ruffalo movie. Go ahead, Curtis.
Take that. Avengers.
Movie.
I don't know.
The kids are all right.
I'm blanking on Mark Ruffalo right
now.
Yeah. He's a pretty good Hulk, though.
Yeah.
He's an excellent Hulk, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one. So instead, we will say Edward Norton movie.
Rinse.
I think that was Curtis.
That was
Curtis. It Drew? Okay.
Red Dragon.
That was Drew, yeah.
Movie. Curtis.
The Incredible Hulk.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Fight Club.
Movie.
Shower.
Drew.
Keeping the Faith.
Movie.
Still on Edward Norton.
Yes, we are.
Scrub.
Go ahead.
Primal Fear.
Movie.
Hey!
There you go.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Bruce Willis.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Die Hard.
Cast.
Wash.
Drew.
Gary Oldman.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Let's go The Book of Eli.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
The Dark Knight.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Air Force One.
Cast.
And,
go ahead.
Harrison Ford.
Cast.
No, that wasn't Jimmy Stewart. That wasn't Jimmy Stewart.
I'm an imposter.
I feel like I should know some other people.
William H. Macy was the.
Yeah.
I was definitely set up for a movie, though.
He was the other one I thought of too late for Fargo.
Yeah. And then there's that one guy who always plays Russian people who was Gary Oldman's like secondhand guy.
Yeah, he's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah. I don't know if he really has a name, though.
Get off my plane. That's a good one.
I assume there are other people, like, I think. The wife is somebody?
Yeah, I think the wife is, definitely.
So instead we'll say Famke Janssen movie.
Hey!
Adam.
GoldenEye.
Movie.
I don't know who that is.
Clean.
Drew.
X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Patrick Stewart.
Cast.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Sirian McKellen.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Got the
movie.
Sir in there and everything.
Yeah.
Hey!
Go ahead, Adam.
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Movie. That's 5 seconds.
I'm trying to think of other.
I know
what is Ian McKellen in?
He's in a lot.
Yeah, he's in a lot.
Yeah, I know. I just can't.
Oh no, that's not.
Silly little hobbits.
Yeah, no. His acting career started with Fellowship. It's weird note.
He was a sir before he even started acting. Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins, I'm not your enemy. I'm here to be your friend.
Let's see how many quotes we can get.
Pull of a took. You shall not pass.
Quickly, into the citadel.
What's the Elvish word for friend?
Belloc.
Katie, did you award everyone points for each of their contributions? Because I feel like that was kind of
that's my
pretty
favorite
apt.
Quote. He's puffing. He's just Belloc. I know, and he's just like, oh, figured it out.
Let us show them the meaning of haste.
Okay, so let's. Do, okay. Cameron Diaz movie.
Conditioner.
Drew.
There's Something About Mary.
Cast.
And,
Curtis.
Ben Stiller.
Cast.
Been a long time since I've seen that.
Oh,
long.
What's his name?
Soap.
Go ahead, Drew.
Brett Favre.
Cast.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Thank you. Robert De Niro.
Movie. Curtis.
Bobby D, where do I want to go with this? Let's go with The Family.
Oh, recent one. Let's say movie again.
Hey!
Adam.
Heat.
Movie again.
And
Curtis.
American Hustle.
Movie again.
Shave.
Drew.
Meet the Parents.
Cast.
And
Curtis.
Oh, I can't say him, can I?
No, you can.
No, didn't we already have him?
Yeah, but we're, as long as we don't retread along the same lines, you're fine. So you can say the name, but we just can't lead it back into where it was used before.
We'll go somewhere else. Owen Wilson.
There you go. Okay, I'll say movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Shanghai Noon.
Cast.
Hey!
Moisturizer.
Katie. That's kind of a clusterfuck, so
I don't know.
I like
Moisturizer.
Yeah.
Moisturizer. We'll give it to Moisturizer.
Jackie Chan.
That wasn't your
I understand. I forfeited it.
Okay, so movie.
Hey!
Adam.
The Tuxedo.
Cast.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Jennifer Garner?
Yeah, no.
No. Who was the chick then?
You're actually incredibly close. Can you do it for the steal?
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Movie. So we'll just let that steal happen since we... Let it play out.
Yep.
So, yep, go ahead.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Movie.
Shave.
I like how the hand is like,
shave. What are you shaving? Shave.
Experimental shave.
Heartbreakers.
Movie.
How many Jennifer Love Hewitt movies do you think there are?
There are a few left.
Yeah, debatable.
Hey!
Go ahead, Adam.
The Ghost Whisperer.
I doubt anyone could do cast, so I'll do movie.
Wax.
Drew?
16 Candles?
No.
What the hell was that movie that...
You're thinking of Can't Hardly Wait?
Mm, there it is. That's what I was thinking
yeah.
of.
True. Yeah, that was the remake Scooby-Doo. But let's go over to Katie with an update on scores, as we haven't seen one of those for a while.
This is going to be brutal.
Or I'll take a piece of paper here. Math time. Okay, so Adam has 22 points, but he has one negative point, so 21. Mm-hmm. But you also have 4 Gandalf points.
Yes!
I don't know what we're figuring out what those are valued at yet. You
I
just have
you
them
multiply
for now.
By 4.
We'll see. Curtis, you have 18, but you also have a nega point. So that's 17, but you also have 4 Gandalf points.
You guys remember that scene where Saruman and Gandalf are fighting and Saruman's totally messing him up and it just looks like Gandalf is breakdancing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please continue.
Drew, you have 12 points, no nega points, and 2 Gandalf points. So I would say anybody's game right now. And on that note, I will say Star Wars Phantom Menace cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Ewan McGregor.
Cast.
Hey!
And again.
Jake Lloyd.
And again, cast.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Natalie Portman.
We're stacking the deck here. Jazz.
Movie.
Quap.
Garden State.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Thor.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Do TV shows count?
Yes.
SNL.
I will say cast.
And,
Curtis.
John Candy.
Cast.
And,
again.
Where to go with this? Will Arnett.
Movie.
And,
go ahead.
Let's go to prison.
Movies.
And,
almost had the noise, but Curtis, what you got?
Arrested Development.
Cast.
Clean.
This is Say to Clean the Tub. I gotcha. What do you have, Drew?
Let's go Jason Bateman.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Portia de Rossi.
Movie. That's 5.
I don't know what the heck she's in.
Yeah, she's probably on Ellen.
Probably.
Sure.
Who is she?
That's,
She...
And there have been, like, video clips where she...
Bluth.
Yeah. Yeah. She was also on Better Off Ted.
Well, I went ahead. I got us somewhere fun, and you guys just ruined it.
I went Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman would have been great.
I wanted to see if anyone knew anything else that she's done.
Sure.
But no, she hasn't. So instead, excluding the aforementioned show, how about Ellen DeGeneres' movie?
Hey!
Adam.
Finding Nemo.
Cast. Yeah, that one was kind of a dead end.
I know his name. I just can't think of it. Boy.
Shoot. Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, yeah.
That would have taken us to Drive.
We would have driven out of that.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, then would have opened
we
that
crashed.
Up.
Crashed.
Yeah.
Also a movie.
Yeah. let's do something different and say Jared Leto movie.
I don't know who that is.
No one knows who that is? Jared Leto?
Poop.
Go ahead.
Dallas Buyers Club. Right.
Let's do cast.
P.
Uh-huh.
Matthew McConaughey.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Movie.
And
again?
Magic Mike.
Movie.
And
Conditioner.
Curtis.
Failure to launch.
Cast.
Did not see
and,
that
one.
Curtis.
Is that, what's her name?
That's also 5 seconds.
I know. I can't think of her name.
I think I can see the font for movie poster, but I can't see the faces on it.
Yep, there it is.
Who was it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Ah, Buffy.
Yeah. I almost thought it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, it wasn't. It was Sarah Jessica Parker, yeah.
And I'm glad I felt right about
that. It's the horse.
Yeah, the horse was for her.
It was the horse, not Buffy.
Yeah. So.
And so there were 9.
Okay. Full House cast.
Axe body spray.
Drew.
Bob Saget.
Cast.
And,
Curtis.
John Stamos.
Movie.
And,
go ahead.
Entourage.
Cast.
And,
go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Shooter.
Movie.
And,
Pain and Gain.
Let's do cast.
And,
he's firmly
sure.
in his wheelhouse
the Rock.
Right now.
Yeah.
Movie.
And,
oh, God.
Go ahead.
The Mummy Returns.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Brendan Fraser.
Movie.
Undressed.
Sure.
Encino Man.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
George of the Jungle.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Blast from the Past.
Cast.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Alicia Silverstone.
Movie.
Hey!
That was Curtis by a hair.
Batman and Robin.
Cast.
And,
go ahead.
Chris O'Donnell.
Movie.
My sister would kill me right now.
It's, what is it? CSI LA or
was he on Dawson's Creek too?
No,
no.
Is that him?
No. What's the L?
Joshua Jackson.
It's not CSI LA. It's the other something LA.
NCIS.
NCIS LA.
I
with,
got myself on a run though.
LL Cool J. I was hoping we were going to get all the way to LL Cool J.
That was quite the run. That was good.
I was just ready for it.
So now let's start with Robin Williams movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Fern Gully.
Movie.
What?
Hey!
Adam.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Cast.
And,
Curtis.
Sally Fields.
Cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Mara Wilson.
Cast.
And,
Curtis.
Pierce Brosnan.
Movie.
And,
Katie. Curtis.
No, I think that was to Drew.
I can't
Drew.
See if you're pointing. You're just kind of pointing at the couch, I guess. So, Drew.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Cast.
What's that chick's name?
Four.
Cleaning the sink. Rene,
I'll give it to you for that.
It's Rene Russo, right?
Yeah. Movie.
Uh-oh.
Four.
I feel like I've seen her in something recently.
I know. I can't think
Get
of
Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that came to mind for me. I think she may have reprised her role in Be Cool, potentially. So before we get the score, we'll do one more round quick, and we will keep going in that vein somewhat and say Danny DeVito movie.
Hey!
I'm going to say Adam on that one.
Matilda.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Batman Returns.
Movie.
Pants on.
Drew.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Cast.
Pow!
Go ahead.
You punch Charlie Day.
Yeah. Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Horrible Bosses.
Cast.
And,
go ahead.
Jason Bateman.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Arrested Development.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Identity Theft.
Movie.
Kurthwack.
Drew.
The Change-Up.
Cast.
Whoop, there it is.
Go ahead.
We've gone outside of the bathroom.
Yeah. It's
or maybe that's just
Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe Batman should make his way to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Toast. Bake.
Yes. Healthy breakfast. Okay, movie.
Wait, where are we at?
Fart. Ryan Reynolds. But
fart.
Fart.
We're on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and he's buzzing with fart.
Sure. That's on the way to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Van Wilder.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Waiting.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Green Lantern.
Movie.
And,
go ahead.
Buried.
Movie.
There's no one else in Buried.
I was going to say.
That's the one reason the coffin.
I know. Yeah, there's no one else in the ground.
Yeah, I know. There's no one else in that movie, so I had to say movie. So.
What are you guys making fun of me for?
Curtis, you buzzed in for...
Movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
What's it called?
That's five. If anyone else has a steal,
I don't know. I know the movie.
Just came out. It's called R.I.P.D.
Oh yeah, I was thinking of what's the one with him and all the assassins.
Oh, Smokin' Aces.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, is he in that?
Yeah, he was the agent who goes in with the Don or whatever the guy was at the end. He's like, I'm going to kill this guy anyway. Sucks to be everybody.
Yeah. So did I lose a point?
Yeah, you lost a point for the buzz in no answer.
Loser.
But producer Katie, what are our scores looking at this point? Okay, so...
The finest weed in all of Minstrest.
Drew has 25 points and still 2 Gandalf points.
I didn't lose the Gandalf.
No, you haven't lost any. Adam, you have 10, 20, 37, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your 4 Gandalf points. Curtis, you have 10, 20, 30, 45.
Wow,
and you've lost 3 points with negative points, and you've gained 1 extra Gandalf point.
Soon to be 2.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm going to call this the last round because time is quickly running out for us. So, let's go with Ashton Kutcher movie.
And,
that's Curtis.
What Happens in Vegas?
Movie.
Hey!
Dude, Where's My Car?
I'll just give it to you, yeah.
I got a point.
Yeah. Let's go with movie.
Hey!
Adam.
That 70s Show.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
Jobs.
Movie.
Hey!
Adam.
Punked.
Movie.
And,
Curtis.
2 and a Half Men.
We'll say cast.
Hey!
Adam.
Charlie Sheen.
Cast.
Well, why'd you do that?
Other people have been on that.
Because John Cryer, who is Ducky, who is also in the Hot Shots movies and has been in Pretty in Pink. He wasn't in 16... Yeah. Was he in 16 Candles? No. He's in a bunch of 80s movies.
Hmm.
Plus all the other stuff he's been in. yeah. But this is actually a good time for us to also wrap up and... plug anything that needs to be plugged while we do totals on final scores, and Katie decides how much those Gandalf points really are worth. So, Curtis, do you have anything to plug going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
On Saturday, the Eden Prairie speech team will be traveling to 2 locations, one of which is in the very tropical Chaska, Minnesota, the other one the more tundrid Moorhead.
Tundrid?
Yes, it's a tundra with more Ed in it.
Lots of people named Ed in that town.
Good things to come. Also,
does EP have the speech team? I know that you had a Twitter thing going for.
Yeah, we have a Twitter as well going on in that at EPHS and then each after it. So the S in high like school is also the first letter in speech. Look at that right there. We do a lot of tweeting. I would say more than we did when we were at our other school. Myself and producer Katie will be at Chaska this weekend, where many foods will be consumed.
Will you make catty responses about other schools' performances?
No, but I'll...
On our personal Twitters. Okay,
there we go. Yeah, yeah, not on the public one.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
But just I'll... in general, if I can see a live tweet of how poorly some kids are doing, I'd listen. That. Or watch.
That other kid looked terrible.
Straighten your tie, stupid.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So that's going to be going on. Other big things.
Who uses bins still?
Who does use bins still?
Iowa.
Tell me about it. Other things to plug, you know, thinking about buying an annuity. Ooh. Might as well buy Allianz, you know, number one seller of fixed index annuities for 12 of the last 13 years. You know, we've got two of the top five products in the industry right now. So, if you know financial professionals who listen into this podcast, you know, let's get going here.
I'd say that that's most of your listening base.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
They're just throwing money at their computer right now. They're like, just take my money. And then, do you have a personal social media of any sort?
I do, as I plug? Pitch every time. You can find me on Facebook at Curtis James. That's me.
Yeah.
Or on Twitter at Hunt the Big Bear. That's me.
There you go.
Are you hunting the big bear or are you being hunted?
No, I'm being hunted. You can hunt me with at Hunt the Big Bear.
It's interactive.
I have opened up my Twitter. It's no longer private, so anyone can see it. Woo. So feel free, you know, take a peek, gander around, window shop a bit before you commit to something such as clicking that follow button. Really get to know the whole gambit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to know what you're getting invested in. So at Hunt the Big Bear, see if you could find him.
It's gone public.
It has gone public.
Drew, how about you?
The bear's gotten loose. I don't have much to plug at all. I am on Facebook at Drew James. Don't be scared off at the picture of the little boy in the bowl cut and the bow tie. That is actually me. I'm also on Twitter at Drew T. James. Nothing about bears or hunting or any sport, just at Drew T. James.
All right. Adam, how about you?
Let me see. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. Very straightforward there, as usual. You can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admin7. I guess that's it for this week. Yeah, Dan, what do you have?
At this point, since I have thoroughly enjoyed their products so far, Pebble has released a new product for a phone that is also connected via Bluetooth to phones called Pebble Steel. So it's the I have the classic, and then they have now more fancy executive type watches if you want to get a fancy wrist piece that also shows you when you're getting a text if you can't get to your phone at the moment. So fun stuff there, where they also just released the new Pebble App Store, where they have partnered with Foursquare and Yelp and a number of other businesses, including I think ESPN, to bring more information to your watch so you don't have to be that person constantly on your phone. You can still ignore people now on a watch. So that's something to check out.
Ooh, it just like looks like you're really concerned with what time it is.
Exactly. Constantly.
Reject. Reject. Reject.
Why is that dude petting reject. His watch?
I have to manually keep track of seconds.
Yeah. It's all up to me. Greenwich Mean Time, that's all me.
It's 10:15. Wait. It's 10:16.
It keeps changing.
Wait.
Okay, otherwise I'll plug the restaurant. Definitely check out Christo's Greek Restaurant, Minnetonka, Minneapolis, or St. Paul. Go to Christo's.com to find our locations. Great Greek food in the Twin Cities. You'll see me at Minnetonka more than anywhere else. And you can see us light cheese on fire and accidentally break stuff on the floor and make it seem like it's all part of the show.
And say and mention Dan's name when you order your food and get full priced food.
Exactly, exactly. Buy one drink, get a second drink for the same price of that other drink that you just purchased.
They might even charge you more.
Remember to mention Dan's name at the store.
So yeah, Christos.com for that. You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. Trying to think if there's anything else. Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't be irresponsible. Plan ahead. All that stuff.
Get flowers or something.
Do stuff. Be proactive, damn it. It's easy. The internet's there.
Write a card.
Yes. Do something.
Can I just say, and maybe it's a sad note to go out on, but we've made it an entire episode without talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman. I think it's worth saying we lost a great one.
Yes, yes, very true. I feel like there's been a lot of beautiful coverage where we don't have the video capabilities to show clip after clip of his amazing work. So I was going to let those clips speak for us on our behalf.
Yep, this is about as good a medium as I have just for that one wonderful shout out though. One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we do have the points. So just for the game itself. Let's see. Drew had 26 points.
Drew's the loser.
Adam had 40 points. Curtis had 48 points.
Oh, nice. Well done.
But with Gandalf points, each Gandalf point was worth 100 points.
What?
Wow.
So, Drew, you gained an extra 200 points.
Sure. I'm doing great.
Adam, you gained an extra 400 points. Sorry. Curtis, you gained an extra 600 points.
Silly little hobbits.
Hobbitses.
And then from there... Since you didn't get any nega points, you got an extra 100 points. And I actually thought that said for Vegas, because I thought you just is something relating to coming back from Vegas.
For sure.
But it's also saying no nega points, so it's kind of in between where it gets like 50 for each.
We'll call them Vega points.
Yes. Adam lost 1 point and got an unhappy face, and Curtis lost 3 points and an unhappy face.
Does he get one unhappy face or three unhappy
faces? One unhappy face, and you got a happy face to make up for.
What currency system is this?
And then, Drew, you also got a bonus 50 Batman appreciation points.
Yay!
Adam, you got... Is that I-L-Y? Oh, I love you 3 points. I see. Okay, so Adam, you got producer Katie points. I love you and
I
3 points.
I see how you ended up so high in the scoreboard.
Producer Katie
That's
points.
That's only 3 points?
Well, and then...
now you know, Batman was worth 50.
Yeah.
She really
And then
likes
Curtis gained 2 vibrato points.
Nice.
So the final scores for the evening, and I like your scoring setup here. Drew, you had 376 points.
Woo-hoo.
Adam had 442 points. And in first place, Curtis, 647 points this week.
And,
Definitely doing a nice tribute to Whitney Houston in her memory and honor.
I only have one thing to say to that.
So, Curtis, Drew, thank you very much for joining us for another James Brothers special episode.
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
And we will see everyone next week for episode 117.
Tomato, tomato.
Bye, everybody. I came back one more time.
When in Rome.
All right.